we were playing a show and a fire actually happened in the back room of the venue during our last song, which was fortunate for me because I had eyed this beautiful waitress who I was sure was going to become my future wife.
Drummer Andrew Barr did end up meeting his future wife under the sprinklers just outside that burning building. And that's just the kind of magic that happens when you're with the Barr Brothers. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Eclectic folk rock quartet The Barr Brothers released their debut in September, but the two brothers plus two others have been brewing up their mesmerizing sound since 2006. Brad and Andrew Barr hail originally from Providence, Rhode Island, but there's no disputing that Montreal is their home now. While performing with the band The Slip, the guys toured to that gorgeous Canadian city in 2004 and fell in love in a big way, and they now call it home. The group has since toured with fellow Rhode Islanders, The Low Anthem, and just last month appeared on David Letterman to perform from their self-titled debut album. The Barr Brothers also joined FUV's Alisa Ali in our Studio A recently, and she asked them where they recorded their album.
It's kind of a dungeon of a room, like a dripping stalactite torture chamber where someone might drag a body if they need to get rid of it. And Andrew and I gutted it and put the floors and the ceiling in. That took a long time because we were not carpenters, but we were determined and made this little room actually kind of livable or recordable. We just kind of started chipping away at songs. Started about 3 years ago was when we, or maybe even more, 3.5 years ago is when we laid the first tracks down. Not really knowing that we were making a record. We were just kind of having fun, experimenting, getting to know each other, getting to know Sarah and Andres, and feeling our way around this music and piecing it together. And next thing we knew, we had what sort of resembled a record.
Well, it's probably now that I need you the most, when I'm one half child and the other ghost. One of them wants to pull you close and the other to let you go. Time's criminal, love heart one, and love defies everyone. Inside my skin, the skeleton is warming up his act. When my body's my dog and my friend doesn't bite, though he looks severe and erudite. At 100 degrees Fahrenheit, he's as cool as an ermite. Vomiting the poison cup, and my acceptance seems abrupt. But if you're gonna line him up, have to knock them down.
We were just kind of doing it very whimsically and getting a lot of enjoyment out of learning how to record ourselves. It was really the first time that we'd ever had, just a space and some gear and all the time in the world to construct an album. And I think that's why this record sounds the way it does. There's a lot of artifacts and things that trickle in, sounds that almost feel like they've been unearthed, and it's probably just the water heater going off in the background or something, or someone opening the door on us. We really allowed for a lot of things. We were pretty careless, and I'm sure a lot of engineers, even ones here, would hear, maybe problems with it, but we kind of enjoyed all those problems.
So take nothing to the east. Give the devil back his heart. Mother, pray for us. We are not sleeping, now the others are sleeping. Every bone I bear. Every puppet show, every battle, baby, don't be that way. Every dog on the ground, every Juliet, every mom, every daughter.
That's a live performance from the Barr Brothers of Give the Devil Back His Heart, and before that, Old Mythologies. Both songs appear on their self-titled album. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.